21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Boll, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Hi, Jamie Willett and Michael Boll here, and we are reviewing CargoBot.
Okay, so with a name like CargoBot, Jamie...
Sounds like a transformer.
It's not. I guess you could if you put enough CargoBots together. But, I mean, you might think it would be rather boring, right? I mean, it's just another puzzler program. I mean, who wants to move cargo around, right?
I don't know.
Well, strangely enough, a lot of students do. And you know there's those certain students that just like to build things and watch cranes as they're being built?
Yes.
Or watch cranes build things, I should say.
Well, yeah. Because we had a building going up next door, and all the kids wanted to do was watch things be moved around.
So those kinds of kids are the ones who are going to like
CargoBot. Who would like CargoBot. So is it kind of like Minecraft?
No.
It
seems so CargoBot is essentially a puzzler. And so it's a series of puzzles that sort of implicitly teach coding. So the kids have to move cargo from one side to the other side, and they have to do it through a series of steps and moves.
Okay.
And then that gets more complex as you go, and then they introduce routines such as if-then statements and loops and things like that. So you have less steps to get that cargo from one side to the other. So I don't know if kids necessarily would know it's coding for sure. It's kind of like getting them ready for coding.
Right.
Sort of a secret way to teach coding.
So it looks kind of, I'm watching the video, and it looks like a combination of like the app Codable that we looked at a long time,
where
you move the little fuzzy guy around the screen.
Did we review that?
Well, I don't know.
That's Codable with like a K, right?
Yes.
Is that a C?
C.
Key. It is a C.
No, it's a K.
It's a K.
Okay. But this one looks like, you know that game a long time ago when we were kids, maybe you didn't play it, where you had like ramps and you had to balance it out and get the things to, the balls to roll down and go through tunnels?
Oh, you mean like a wood one?
Yeah.
Oh, like a real, like a non-video game.
Yeah. This one is
I didn't know you
like
lived in that age, right? I always thought you lived in the internet only age.
No, I did play with
I'm
toys.
The only one who's been around before refrigerators. Okay. Yes, I do remember that.
It's like that, only you use code.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Cool.
Like the moving around wood thing, but you use code instead. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to change the introduction to this. just for that.
It looks really fun. There's a little video on the intro screen
that shows how it works. I think we'll post that on the website as well. So I've already started using it. It's a great supplementary activity if you just need, like, if you know, the kids who finish early with something, go do CargoBot. I don't know if I necessarily, again, would have a whole class to do it together to learn coding. I'd rather learn and then do Code Combat or Code Monkey or Tinker or one of those that we've already reviewed.
So do you have to log in? Like, do students need to have an account or do
no.
they just pick the level they want to try?
They just start going.
Okay.
And the downside that you have to worry about is it does get more difficult as you go, and some kids will just give up.
Okay.
It just gets too hard, and because the reward isn't that great, where something like Code Combat, you're attacking monsters, and that's such a reward to kill that guy. Moving a cargo from one side to the other is a reward, but not as rewarding enough maybe to have them. Like, well, are they going to do it on weekends on their own? I don't know. Code Combat? Yeah, they definitely would.
Okay. But it would be a good intro to coding.
Yeah, it is. Just implicitly teach coding.
A good center maybe off to the side. Okay.
I think we could see upper elementary school all the way up to high school because it can get quite difficult.
It does get that hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can use it. So that's for fun and they like a challenge at the higher levels.
And maybe you could even like pull physics into it because if you're moving this stuff around.
Hey, you're the STEM coach. You're always looking to do that.
Yeah.
Wait, there's no P in STEM.
Well, the S, science, generally includes physics.
Oh, it's the all-encompassing. I guess everything's built on science. Yeah.
All right. So is it free for me?
It is free. It's only for iOS. You can find it in the App Store, or you can go to the website, which is twoliveslefthtwolivesleft.com/cargobot.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.